Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a law of attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from a beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of July 18th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. So this week, on Friday the 23rd, we have the full buck moon, which gets its name because of the antlers of the male deers, or the bucks. They're in full growth mode right now. So this full moon is in Aquarius, and the pattern it makes in the charts is called an irritation rectangle. So you guessed it, this full moon is all about feeling irritated, and we'll especially be feeling irritated and tension in our intimate relationships. So this full moon increases our need for love and affection, but it also increases tension between us and our loved ones. So this tension is because of an imbalance involving emotional support and love. We're just feeling that it's not balanced some way. So you may be getting annoyed or irritated or overly defensive and have some difficulty communicating. You also may experience an internal imbalance involving self-love and how you feel about yourself. So the full moon does create a lot of energy around being active and making us want to go out and achieve something and reach our goals, but it also creates irritability and inner tension that can make it really difficult to relax. So these feelings of this inner tension and this external pressure drain our energy. So you may be having one of those, is this all there is in life weeks? And the energy just isn't on the full moon on Friday, but it's also for the following 2 weeks until we have the next new moon 2 weeks from now. So, wow, we have not been in energy like this for a while. And remember how a couple weeks ago we talked about taking a break, you know, and catching our breath after COVID, just like, whoo, catching our breath. I am so grateful right now for that break. So now that we know that we have the potential for this energy the next couple weeks, how do we best prepare and work with it? First, we know it's coming. So when the conflicts come up or the feelings of, is this all there is, or just the difficulty relaxing, you'll know if there isn't something wrong with you. We also know that it's temporary. It's only gonna last for a couple weeks. And since we know there's the potential for feeling tense and not being able to relax, then we want to do everything that we can every day to relax. So our goal the next couple of weeks is to keep ourselves balanced and relaxed. This means to up your exercise and your meditation, build in some downtime, build in fun, schedule a massage, acupuncture, Reiki, do all of that now. Let's prepare now. And then notice the second that you start feeling off balance and do something about it. Don't just sit in tension and irritability and grumpiness for 2 weeks. No, don't do that. The second that you notice that you are not balanced, do something about that. And we know that one of the best ways to move the energy of anxiety and tension and anger out of your body is exercise. How many times have I said this on this podcast? So go for a walk, do some jumping jacks, dance around the house, do a little workout. Physically move the energy out of you. And up your meditation. So if you usually meditate 5 minutes, go 10. If you do it once a day, do it twice a day. If you don't meditate, now is the perfect time to start. It's so easy. There's so many apps right now. The Calm app, the Insight app, the Headspace app. Quite a few of them are free. And you'll get a lot of benefit from starting to meditate this week. And breathing. Lots and lots of breathing the next couple of weeks. Breathing in calm. Breathing out tension. All day. Every day. Okay, last week we talked about noticing and identifying the limiting beliefs around money that we inherited. And lots of you asked what the new beliefs that replace these old limiting beliefs should be. And the belief I get asked about the most is that I can't afford it, especially when it comes to our kids. So if you can eliminate I can't afford it from your vocabulary, you're taking a major step toward abundance. So instead of that, say, we choose to be smart with our money. We choose to be smart with our money and spend it on experiences instead of things. Now, studies show that experiences make you happier than things. You could also say, this isn't in our budget. We're saving for a vacation, and I'd rather spend money on a trip to Hawaii with you than buying this. So if there is something though that you or your child really wants, like really, really wants, don't just ignore that want and say, oh, it's not in our budget. No. Figure out a way to get it. There is a way to get everything. So if your child wants a guitar and it isn't in your budget, sit down together and figure out a way to get one. Maybe you save $5 a week. Maybe your child does some jobs around the house or for the neighbors or something. And figuring out a way to get it does a few things. It honors your desires, and desires are what move us forward in life. You have a desire. Your intuition is saying something about that desire, and then you follow that desire. It also acknowledges to yourself and the universe that your intention is to get the thing, and it starts attracting it to you right then. So you're making the plans of how you're going to do it. That's showing the universe that, hey, I want this thing and I'm going to do something about getting it. And it starts attracting it to you. It also makes you feel empowered and abundant because you're doing something to get what you want instead of just resigning to the belief that you can't afford it, that there isn't enough. So there is a way to get anything that you want. If you need help attracting something, please book a session with me to get your thinking and your vibration straight that you so you can attract it. It is possible. Another thing that my parents asked me literally 10,000 times when I was younger, when I wanted something, was, will it make you happy? I cannot tell you how many times that I have heard that. I still ask myself that question when I want something. Will this make me happy? And you know, a lot of times the answer is no. Maybe I get a temporary high from buying it, but it won't make me any happier than I am now, a week from now, after I've bought it. So asking this question refocuses the energy on happiness and takes it away from money. So other beliefs to replace the limiting beliefs. I always have enough. I'm smart with my money. I have a good relationship with my money. I'm good at saving money. I'm good at attracting money. I'm a money magnet. Abundance surrounds me. I can have anything that I want. So be really careful with how you talk about yourself and money. Stop saying, I live paycheck to paycheck. Replace that with, I always have enough. One of the things I said for a long time, and this is kind of funny because it's true, but one of the things I said for a long time is that everything I like is expensive. I can walk into a store and not even look at the prices and fall in love with the most expensive thing there every time. It's actually quite funny, and my family teases me about it a lot. So I adapted my statement to everything I like from everything I like is expensive to include, and it's always on sale and I get a good deal. So it has to be somewhat true. You can't just make up bullshit and expect that to be your new belief. There has to be truth in it. So yes, everything I like is expensive and it's always on sale and I get a good deal. So be really mindful of how you're talking about money. This is the vibration that you're sending out into the universe. And then that's what you're attracting. So instead of attracting living paycheck to paycheck, attract, I always have enough. So to recap this week, we have the Buck full moon on Friday, which may lead to feelings of irritation, uneasiness, tension, difficulty relaxing, not only in ourselves, but everybody. So you might be do an excellent job at remaining calm and balanced for the next couple of weeks, but remember, there's going to be other people out there that don't do such a great job at it. So give everybody some grace and some kindness, including yourself, and just some space. And don't overreact for the next couple of weeks. And since we know the energy of the next couple of weeks then is out there, we want to balance it with some extra exercise, meditation, self-care. Prepare now by scheduling your massages, your acupuncture, your Reiki, all of the stuff that really is great for self-care. Whatever helps you to relax. So, and as always, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week. Change those beliefs. Change what you're saying. That's your vibration that you're putting out there into the universe about your abundance and about your money. Have a fabulous week, and I will talk to you next week.